Week 11. Relationships focus. Love, sex, and basketball. 22 to 25 minutes. The tension we rarely say out loud. I want intimacy. I just don't want to lose of what God wants. Scripture for day 1. Genesis 2:24. God's design versus what the world applauds. I once mentored a guy named Jonathan. That's not his real name, but I enjoy living, so we'll stick with Jonathan. He played college basketball. Not true, he played a different sport, and like a lot of locker rooms, his was its own world. Very true. The pressure wasn't just about how you played, it was about who you were dating, what you were doing with her, and whether you had a story to bring back to the team the next day. And by story, I don't mean flowers and long walks, I mean making out, fooling around, sex. That was the currency. Jonathan had grown up with all the talks about purity. But for him, purity was mostly just a rule, a command, a don't. So when the whole team kept pushing him, it was hard to stand alone. Eventually, he got a girlfriend. Here's where my heart breaks for him. He was so hyped about finally fitting in that he invited his teammates to go with him to buy condoms for the first time. Like it was a team bonding event. And they went, cheering him on, laughing, giving him the acceptance he thought he wanted. He and his girlfriend soon after had sex. Weeks later, Jonathan courageously shared with me what went down. I feel conflicted, because I liked it, but I also feel like something in me split, he said. I'll never forget the look he had on his face. I shared, Scripture presents our lives as woven together. Heart, mind, body, spirit. You can't pull on one thread without tugging on the others. So when Jonathan crossed that line, it wasn't just about sex. His thoughts shifted, his emotions shifted, his spirit shifted. Even his sense of who he was before God felt off. Instead of wholeness, he felt fractured. And that emptiness? It was the realization that what the world called freedom had actually pulled him apart. Truth that gets to the heart. So let's talk about purity. Not as a rule, not as don't do this or God gets mad. Let's talk about why. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, a city drowning in hookup culture that made ours look tame. He said, Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own, you were bought at a price. Therefore honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Translation, your body isn't just biology, it's sacred space, a temple. God himself lives in you. And here's the deeper truth I shared above. Your body, your mind, and your soul are connected. What you do with one touches the others. Give away your body, and it reshapes how you think. It clouds your emotions. It messes with your spirit. Jonathan felt this. Instead of feeling whole, he felt fractured. Because intimacy was never meant to be just physical. It was designed to unite every part of you. That is why purity matters. Not because God wants to keep you from fun, but because he wants to protect your wholeness. Proverbs 4:23 says, Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Notice the integration. What you allow into your heart flows into everything else. Romans 12:1-2 calls us to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Body and mind, together. Holiness is wholeness. When God tells you to guard your heart, your mind, and your body, he isn't nitpicking random areas. He is protecting the whole package. So what does purity look like in 2026? It looks like refusing to treat sex as a way to prove yourself. It looks like saying no when the world says yes. Not because you are scared, but because you know you are worth more. It looks like choosing integrity in a culture where compromise is normal. Peter put it this way, Just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. 1 Peter 1:15. Holiness is not about being weird for weird's sake. It is about living whole in a world that is fractured. And yes, it will feel weird. You may be the only one saying no. You may get teased. But remember this, Jesus said, Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32. Purity is not about restriction. And that space between saying completely no to actually having sex, well, I'm going to let you and Jesus figure that out. But know this, it is about freedom. Freedom from shame, freedom from emptiness, freedom to love without baggage, and to give yourself fully to the right person, in the right way, at the right time. That is why God cares, not to crush your fun, to protect your joy. Questions to wrestle with this week. Where am I tempted to chase acceptance instead of love? How do cultural messages, even some Christian culture, about sex push against what I know God wants for me? If I have seen purity as just a rule, what would it look like to see it as freedom and wholeness? Simple prayer to carry this week. God, thank you for designing intimacy for good, not shame. Give me courage to stand against pressure and wisdom to choose what leads to life. Guard my heart, my mind, and my body, and help me live whole. Amen. Scripture for the rest of the week, optional. Day 2, Proverbs 4:23. Day 3, 1 Thessalonians 4:3-5. Day 4, Romans 12:1-2. Day 5, Matthew 19:4-6. Day 6, Psalm 119:9. Day 7, Psalm 51:10. Application for the week, 30 to 45 minutes. This week is about posture, not perfection. Step 1, take honest inventory. Reflect privately on your relationships, past, present, and hoped for. Where do you sense alignment? Where do you sense tension? Invite God to meet you there without defensiveness. Step 2. Bring one area into the light. Choose one trusted, mature believer and share honestly. Purity is not a one-time line you either kept or crossed. It is a direction you can choose today. Grace is big enough for your past and strong enough to shape your future.